So, Dr. Lutton, we have the situation wherein the couple is together. Maybe both of them were loving each other in the beginning, or at least one was loving the other in the beginning, and things are kind of going okay. But at some point, there was enough pain being brought to bear on the relationship that really and truly, although it would have been ideal for the person who was doing the hurting, causing the pain, to have been acknowledging that the pain that they were causing and apologizing for it from the beginning, they didn't get there. And whether we're talking about a series of events or we're talking about this one event, they're out, the husband decides he's going to tell some jokes and get some laughs at his wife's expense or vice versa. And for whatever reason, well, we know, as you've shared with us, a lot of it has to do with ego. They're not wanting to just immediately admit they're wrong and apologize, make amends. And so the person who's been hurt is wanting to take some kind of action. And so you're sharing with us that retributive justice is one form of reaction, but there's another form of justice that you talk about.
Yeah, the restorative justice. So let's go to that example of the husband who makes the bad jokes at the party at his wife's expense. So when they get home, let's say the wife is just fuming. And so what she does is she grabs a blanket, the pillow, and tosses it on the couch, and then locks herself in the bedroom. And that's her punishment to her husband. She's going to make him suffer for how he made her suffer. Well, This is a good example of retributive justice. She's going to make him suffer for the way that the way that she feels. She wants to get even, right? It's basically what's motivating her in this case.
Okay.
The problem with retributive justice is that she hasn't communicated clearly why she's angry and the extent of the pain that she experienced. All the husband knows is she's angry at him. He doesn't really understand what the full extent is. He kind of can guess, but it hasn't really the punishment isn't doing anything to help restore the relationship, and that's where the issue is. The wife has in a sense communicated her pain, but hasn't done it very clearly, and so leaving the husband guessing. And in this kind of situation, all the husbands that are listening out there are probably thinking, well, I'd be pretty mad at my wife if she, at that point, because the husband can think, well, this punishment isn't even a kind of proportional to what I did, at least from his point of view.
Right.
And so resentment starts building in. Instead of the punishment being directed towards kind of restoring the relationship, it's actually creating a larger break in the relationship, because now the husband is angry at the wife for being punished severely over something that he thinks is really petty. Restorative justice, on the other hand, it still can involve punishment of some sort, but it's a punishment that's more directed towards helping the other person understand what the problem was and the magnitude of the problem and how much they were hurt by it. And also part of the restorative, the kind of the punishment that's involved in restorative justice is something that the transgressor has to do in order to signal that they understand what they've done wrong and their willingness to make amends in the relationship. Maybe if the wife definitely doesn't want the husband in the bedroom with her that night because she's so upset, she could simply say something like that. I'm just too upset with you tonight. Please, you know, sleep in another room. And in the morning we can talk about the issue more. At least she's communicated to him at this point why it is that she's inflicting this punishment on him. And she's kind of communicating to him what the magnitude of the problem is. Now, sometimes when we're really upset, we can't communicate very clearly, so maybe we do need to give some time. But rather than giving somebody the cold shoulder, it's better to say that I'm just so upset right now that I need to have some time to myself to work things out, and because you really hurt me, and I'd like you to be thinking about that too. And when we approach the problem that way, then what we're doing is restorative justice. We're punishing not for the sake of getting even, but we're punishing for the sake of communicating the severity of the transgression. And of course, on top of that, the person who committed the wrong has to be able to accept that punishment as a way of kind of atoning for what they did wrong.
Interesting. Instead of allowing their ego to remain inflated and blown up, and
right.
they cop an attitude and say, "How dare you punish me and require anything of me?"
Right, right, right. Uh huh. Yeah.
This is a time for humbling.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And when you've done somebody, when you've done something wrong, of course you have to apologize, but you also have to make up for it, because an apology without making up for, you know, without atoning for it, is just an empty apology. That doesn't mean anything. The apology only really takes root when some sort of atonement has taken place. And of course, that has to be in proportion to the hurt. But again, as we said before, it's not your perception of how big the transgression was. It's the victim's perception that counts. The victim is the one who has to decide how big the punishment has to be, and that's in terms of explaining to the other person how hurt they were by what you did. And that's really what this idea of restorative justice is about. It's communication, right? It's communicating that you hurt me. This is what I need you to do to make it up to me so that I could have confidence that you're not going to do this again. Because right? if she just lets the husband get away with embarrassing her in public, he's very likely to do it again. So he certainly does need to have some kind of punishment to sort of teach him not to do it in the future, to understand what the severity of that is. But without the communication part of it and the attitude of punishment for restoration, then it's not quite clear how successful that punishment is going to be, in changing his behavior.
I tell you what, this has been so rich. Dr. Ludden, if you could share with us a closing remark on how to build beautiful marriages.
Well, I think forgiveness is the key. I think that, first of all, don't sweat the small stuff. Forgive your partner for all the little things they do, because you do plenty of little things to bother them as well. And when your partner has hurt you in a significant way, then you need to communicate that to your partner and work with your partner towards a resolution of that. The goal, of course, is always to avoid that particular problem from happening again. And so talking it out with your partner to see that they understand it, how important it is to you, and getting from them a commitment to do their best not to hurt you in that way again.
Because one of the things that you shared with us early on in this conversation is that the way the transgressor handles all of this is an indication of how they either do or don't value their partner.
That's correct. That's right. If you have a partner who absolutely refuses to apologize when you've communicated very clearly the severity of the problem, that's an indication to you that you need to consider whether this is a relationship you want to maintain or not. And we're talking about really, really big things, an infidelity or something like that. That's a really big thing. I'm not talking about not putting the cap on the toothpaste.
Yes, sir.
But, right? But the really big things, the constant inconsideration, constant belittling, those sorts of things, if your partner is not going to own up to those behaviors, apologize for them, and make amends, then you need to consider whether this is the relationship that you absolutely want to maintain. If you can get the partner into counseling, couples counseling, that's great, but a lot of times one of the partners doesn't want to go. You may need to go into counseling just to work out whether you want to keep the relationship or not.
Dr. Ludden, I appreciate you so much for having shared such a wealth of information with us. It was real world. It was down to earth. And you've made it clear that these are steps that we can take. This is something we can do. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, please put into play what you heard Dr. Lutton share with us. Till next time.